MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 11, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and these are some of the stories we're following today. Peabody Mayor faces two challengers, more senior housing in Lynn, and a tax-free weekend.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Pats drop an exhibition opener.
You know, just a step in the process here, and we get back to work here tomorrow and keep grinding going forward.
We'll also hear from Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds today, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:34 p.m. The city of Lynn is planning to add 264 affordable senior housing units in the coming years. The Daily Item reports today that the developer, Two Life Communities, is set to build apartments at two sites, 19 Porter Street and 500 Linfield Street, the site of the former Union Hospital. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt will be facing two challengers in this fall's election. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the six-term mayor has two first-time candidates running against him. They are Rochelle Agneta and Rob Stevens. Gloucester City Councilors will not be getting a pay hike in January. According to Ethan Foreman's reporting in today's Gloucester Times, the council's April vote to increase pay passed 5-4, but did not meet the city charter requirement of being a two-thirds vote to approve the measure. The Newburyport School Committee met this week in preparation for the 2023-24 school year. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
The school committee met on Monday. We had our retreat, and we also had a business meeting in front of that. So it was great getting that group back together. So typically we have a retreat around this time, usually around Yankee Homecoming, beginning of August, and we just kind of talk about the year that's coming up, right? We have a great check-in with our superintendent, Sean Gallagher. We talk about goals. We talk about goals for the superintendent and goals for the district for the year. We also talk about goals that we could possibly set as a school committee. And we've talked about this a lot over the years, but I don't think we've ever really formalized it. So this was a really great conversation. So we're going to continue having that once we get back into regular business meetings. And then we'll formalize some great goals around a lot of different topics for our schools this year.
Reardon was speaking on his weekly city update program and adds that at the meeting, the group will also be looking at several policy changes for the city to consider.
There'll be a lot of things that we look at this year, like bus contracts, and we looked at final numbers for each grade level this year, and whether there was still some seats we could open up for choice and things like that. I still would like to look at possibly city employees who live outside Newburyport, possibly having their kids go to Newburyport, just seeing if that's even possible. I know that some other districts do this, so we're going to look a little bit more than that and work with our attorneys and still talk about those things. But I'm excited for the school year. My kids are not quite there yet. We're lucky we have a little bit of a later start this year because we go back after Labor Day.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. This weekend, Massachusetts retailers will be celebrating the state's annual tax-free weekend. This means that retailers will not be charging the state's 6.25% tax on retail items. There are exclusions, of course. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox shut out the Royals last night 2-0 at Fenway Park. The Tigers come to town tonight to open up a three-game weekend series. The Patriots lost to the Texans last night 20-9 in their opening exhibition game.
Just a step in the process here and we get back to work here tomorrow and keep grinding going forward.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Quarterback Bailey Zappe played the entire first half.
Didn't turn the ball over. Thought he, had some good throws, and there's some tough situations, some long yardage or some pressure. So take a look at it.
During that first half, Zappe was under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, we're, dealing with some injuries on the offensive line, but, the guys that were in there, he got some experience, but, that wasn't, it was tough for the backs and tough for the quarterbacks. So, we didn't have a lot of space on the offense, for the most part tonight.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick, now it's on to Green Bay.
Every day is an opportunity, so just trying to make the most of every opportunity, whether it's practice here or practicing at Green Bay or Tennessee or playing the games or whatever it is. So just try to get the most out of what we can to help get our team ready and just take it as it comes. So, I don't know how hard or easy it is, but whatever it is, just try to get the most out of it.
Today, we are featuring another North Shore football coach on our summer series as we learn more about our local coaches. Today, it is Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli as he shares stories from his playing and coaching days at Revere High School. What is top of mind right now for him? He is just 1 week away from starting their 2023 workouts.
Basically, get these guys all together on the same page. I mean, because it's going to, you know, obviously double sessions, it's a lot of commitment. And we've been lucky with the commitment pie. You know, my weight room every year in and out, you know, I'm not bragging. I'm sure other coaches have these numbers too. We have easily 45, 50 kids in there where we have to do, you know, two waves of different workouts. So I'm really happy with that. But I think that's a big part of your success. And, you know, we do some other team bonding things. We do an Ironman event on Revere Beach every year, which is a blast. And so I think, you know, the team building, getting them together, getting them all on the same page, I think that's a big, big help going into the season and opening on the 18th. And, you know, for me, it's I got a lot of young kids this year, good senior class, but a lot of younger kids, underclassmen, and it's going to be a learning curve. You know, so it's going to be, I call it ding-dong school. So that's what they're going to be doing. So they're going to be in school, and we're going to learn every day and hopefully get better every day. That's the goal, and hopefully have a good season.
Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli. That's sports along with Rick Bohr. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and again, thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.